This lesson serves as a brief introduction to three complementary study modules. These workbook study modules are our in-depth study of the Sabbath Rest series. This course is primarily focused on the first epistle of John and John's unique methodology of drawing upon the believer's personal experience of the indwelling life of God. He brings us to an authenticated and confirmed conscious awareness of knowing God, His person, His character, and His being. All this confirmed in us as we participate, share in the fellowship of the resident divine life of God, knowing in actuality Christ, my life, as Paul references in Colossians, i.e. the Sabbath rest so well laid out foundationally by the author of the Epistle of Hebrews as our so great high priest. Our workbook study modules are three. First one is module one is Life Manifest, the Incarnate God, Jesus Christ, the God-man. We take a focused look upon the Incarnate God as he realizes his eternal purpose expressed by St. Paul in his epistle to the Ephesians. Following the exhortation of the Epistle of the Hebrews, in the first paragraph of chapter 3, we proceed to consider Jesus, our so great high priest. We consider him in his being, in his person, in his nature, as the full manifestation of God. We consider him as fulfilled prophecy as we look at Ezekiel chapter 36 and see the eternal purpose of God expressed prophetically and then prophetically fulfilled as we see Scripture testifies to and we ourselves experience in our own life. He has made us anew. Specifically relevant to he being the actual fulfillment of the new covenant being expressed by Ezekiel chapter 36, we see that as Hebrews states, God now speaks to us by his Son. We unpack him by taking note of everything we can grasp in the Father, giving his Son to us not only as our Savior, but wonderfully as our head of the new human race, our Lord and rule and being, and our very life as he has recreated us in himself and put us in a place of participation in all that he is. This study module makes use of the Kipling method of personal Q&A, asking ourselves the who, what, why, where, when, and how questions in order to provoke us to dig deeper into the specific content provided to us by the Holy Spirit about God, His Son, His life, His promises, and our joint participation with Him in having Him as our indwelling life. The charting in the study module provides a layout to encourage us to utilize this disciplined approach to personal question and answer. The study module is designed to work in complement with both the study module 2, St. Paul's Quad, and study module 3, 1 John's Faith Block Challenges, which is a paragraph study of the experience of the life of God by the believer. Study module 2, the foundational faith blocks, St. Paul's Quad. This study module hones in upon the foundational faith blocks presented to us by the New Testament scriptures. In specific, we do a unique study laid out by St. Paul's Quad using the content of five epistles of the New Testament: Hebrews, Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, and 1 John. St. Paul's articulation of his life's ministry given by God provides us with a clear content structure of these faith blocks. Paul in Ephesians 4:13 lays out the actual experience of the life of the believer in bringing each child of God to the full maturity that the Father knows is the fruition of actual resident life in his human house. Attained to the unity of the faith, attain to the knowledge of the Son of God, attain to mature manhood, and attain to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Each one of these areas is unpacked in detail with a unique presentation by each epistle. The workbook charting methodology provides a format for each of us to dig into and putting pen to paper, idea and thought, Q and A to a considered conclusion, a faith block, confident foundation of the truths of the so great salvation we have received in the person of Christ, and a proper grasp of the resultant experience of his participant life. The second module is designed to work in complement to both study module 1, God incarnate, Christ the God-man, and study module 3, 1 John, Faith Block Challenges, which is a paragraph study, paragraph by paragraph, of the actual experience of the life of God in the believer, drawn out and focused by John, and brings us to a place of full assurance of knowing God intimately and personally as our life. Our third workbook study module, 1 John Faith Block Challenges. Now, this study module is the focal point of our Sabbath rest study. Reading 1 John chapter 1 through chapter 5 on a continual basis, joined with a paragraph by paragraph study of the personal experiential knowledge of God's person indwelling each born again believer, we are brought to the conclusive assurance of the Sabbath rest experience. Recognizing that John's primary goal of bringing us to the awareness and full assurance that we are in the experience of knowing God by his resident life, we are to be fully confident in the knowledge of this person and his life as we are in full participation with him. John's method is pointing out to us that it is God's life actually coming out of us. John's method is by helping us see and know God by means of his life and recognizing his life as it is coming out of us. And we are in fellowship, joint participation with him, evidenced by life expressed, the actual divine God. Our study approach in Faith Block Challenges is to take each paragraph and proper sequence, context, and assess our believing faith or not having believing faith, and verify we have source foundation blocks or we don't have a foundation. Our study approach in Faith Block Challenges is to take each paragraph in proper sequence context and assess our believing faith or not having believing faith and verify we have an actual source, an actual faith foundation block that we've reaped from the five epistles that we're looking at in Paul's quad. Our workbook study module will be approached in similar fashion to our other two modules by taking advantage of Kipling's questions and applying them appropriately to each assertion and or statement provided by John in the chapter paragraphs. This study module is designed to work in complement to both study module 1, God incarnate, Christ, God-man, and study module 2, St. Paul's quad. We recognize that the foundation faith blocks of the epistles delineate our faith content, providing clear and concise illustrations of the how the God-man accomplished God's eternal purpose, while 1 John brings us to the assurance of the reality that God has accomplished his eternal purpose in me by means of joint participation with his resident life, i.e., his indwelling divine life. The faith block challenges properly sourced provide the solid rock of faith to stand on a secure foundation, unshakable, and ushers the believer into the Sabbath rest experience. Our workbook study modules, module number 3. 1 John Faith Block Challenges. This brief lesson is a practical how-to. Digging into it, taking a look at how to get started, and setting out the layout and the format to keep going in the study paragraph by paragraph. Two approaches. Individual, doing module 3 as a standalone, the same as if we've previously done module 1 as a standalone and module 2. Or simultaneous, doing module 3 in conjunction with module 1 and module 2 as a reference and foundational source. Our suggested method is to do simultaneous, and that's the way we will approach. Allowing the collateral sourcing to bring foundational faith blocks to bear on 1 John. In other words, taking Module 1, Christ the God-man, his person, his character, the prophetically fulfilled new covenant, he as the new covenant, taking that information and what we've established there as foundational faith blocks underneath the context from Paul's quad, is the unity of the faith. In other words, what am I to be believing about the person of Christ, and specifically how it pertains to me as the groundwork of my new covenant experience? Second aspect of this is limiting known assumptions and guarding against unknown assumed knowledge. In other words, verifying the truths of the person of Christ scripturally, biblically, and also in experience. Know what we are bringing to the table of truth in contrast to what God or the Holy Spirit is unfolding to us with the confidence that comes from an assurance of revelation by the Holy Spirit. Hopefully, as we have studied together, each of us have taken note that our approach is methodical and it's disciplined in our study. We're laying out the ground of what we're studying. We're setting up the parameters of how we're taking a look at it. We're disciplined in how we address it each day as we look to study, as we come together as a group, and then as we approach it individually. First aspect of the study of 1 John, a Sabbath rest experience, is the continuous flyover, chapters 1 through 5, chapters in 1 John, reading it and reading it and reading it again. As we do that, we note a growing familiarity with the content. We become comfortable with the words and the structure and the paragraphs and the thoughts of John, and we begin to see how they fit together. In a flyover approach, we note the significant landmarks. Things become recognizable as we frequently read them and pass over them. The assertions made by John, his statements, the implications of his statements in conjunction with the understanding that we're developing as we look at the content of John, we become very comfortable with and familiar. We begin to note from paragraph to paragraph the emphasis and the significance of the lay of the epistle. Certain things begin to stick out. Certain things begin to have more importance than the next one, or become have a developed dependent relationship in the previous paragraph or ones that follow. Things are asserted or stated, and then understanding of them is gotten through the further unfolding by John in his text of what he means by that, specifically pertaining to the knowledge of God and knowing eternal life through our own experience. We deal with the epistle in a disciplined fashion, taking it one paragraph at a time, but in proper sequence, and indeed in proper contextual sequence, not taking them out of their relationships, but looking for an understanding of the content and how they are interrelated to one another. The thought blocks of God's mind put in our language come to a place in us of beginning to understand how God is unfolding to us his deep, rich content of the experiences of his life in the events of our own lives. We evaluate, we question each thought block and note its development. The paragraph thought block content, a lot of words, are simply saying the thought conveyed by a given group of words and phrases in the construct of a sentence and paragraph. The thought content there we look at and assess how indeed it challenges us to believe in what it is we are to believe, and we'd call this believing faith. And we'd look and see how it challenges our beliefs to the degree that we hold that belief or are pushed in a sense of being brought to a place of unbelief. In other words, I don't know if I believe that particular assertion or statement by John. And if I don't believe it, if there's unbelief present, if unbelief in me is exposed, I can't come to the proper place of believing faith until I deal with that content challenge. The incorporation of the foundational thought block content sourced in Module 1 pertaining to the incarnate God, His eternal purpose, Christ the God-man, this foundational thought block we have to be rather well established in. We bring our understanding and what we've gleaned from the Module 1 pertaining to the God-man as we've constructed it underneath the unique aspect of Paul's quad pertaining to the unity of the faith. In other words, we've evaluated in the presentation of Jesus Christ to us by the Holy Spirit scripturally and confirmed in our own experience what it is I'm to believe about Him and how that then is built into and incorporated into a body of content that Paul defines as the unity of the faith. These truths we begin to see are assumed by John in the fellowship that he engages us to participate in, a joint participation in the life of God, in the manifest eternal life, and a joint participation with Him in the living of it, or in other words, how He lives His life through us. John assumes we have a foundation well established in understanding the prophetically fulfilled new covenant in the person of Christ and what it means for us as God's house, as his human habitation, as his body. Module 2 we use as sourced foundational faith building blocks. If we recall how we developed Module 2 and how we took Paul's quad and we looked at the five different epistles, Hebrews, Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, and also 1 John, and we did a chart approach looking at first one, the unity of the faith, and looking at it chapters 1 in Hebrews, so chapter 13. And we made note of, we brainstormed, and we tackled with, forcing ourselves to deal with the content paragraph by paragraph, times thought by thought, to see what the Holy Spirit was conveying to us, that indeed I am to be actively engaged in believing faith. One side note that we need to make and need to define is that believing faith in the context of how we're addressing it, and especially in the context of Paul's quad, the unity of the faith, is not just generalized faith. It is not just faith that is applicable to what I believe about gravity or what I believe or hold true about the laws of nature. What do I believe or hold true about science? What I believe or hold true even about myself? Believing faith is faith, belief, trust, and reliance upon the person of God Himself, and uniquely here, the person of Christ, the full manifestation of the person of God in the created order, in his house. So believing faith has uniquely to do with him, his being and his person and his character, his work, and things along that line, not things that are and fall into a general belief or faith about things other than him. The third aspect of dealing with the module 3, as well as the other two modules, is a personal application of these foundational faith blocks, or to exercise growth from faith to experience to maturity, the Sabbath rest to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Personal application of standing upon these truths, standing upon and believing wholeheartedly in the person of God, uniquely in the context that he's unfolding him to us in these faith blocks, it makes our growth dependent upon our engagement of the Holy Spirit and his revelation to us, climaxed, as John points out, in personal experience, and results in the fruition of knowing we have eternal life, knowing he's a person, and knowing him and engaged in him uniquely in a joint participation. If we look at Paul in Ephesians, we'd see that we could take these faith blocks, these building faith blocks, and this believing faith in the person of the Son of God himself, and we would in turn put on the full armor of God, as we see in chapter 6 of Ephesians. We'd know what the shield of faith is pertaining to the person of Jesus Christ, and in turn, in our engagement and joint participation with him. In turn, that gives us an awareness and a knowledge and a confidence in knowing what it is when we're exhorted to put off and to put on, as Paul says in chapter 4 of Ephesians, having so learned Christ as the truth is in him, realizing God's eternal purpose accomplished, our then participation in that, and a putting off and a putting on becomes an exercise of believing faith, not one thing by one thing, but by one person, accepting, receiving, and putting the other person on in his entirety as one's own.